In January, the South Bend Community School Corporation announced it wanted to sell its downtown headquarters to the city of South Bend and move into the Brown Community Learning Center on the city's northwest side. And in March, the South Bend Common Council approved a $7.8 million appropriation request to buy the school corporation's downtown building and renovate it into a new city hall. At the time, multiple council members called the deal a win-win situation, as it will give the city and county more office space and decrease costs for the school corporation. But that deal may now be in jeopardy thanks to a local charter school. South Bend Tribune education reporter Carly Lanich broke this story, and she now joins me in the studio.
Thanks for having me, Jacob.
Good to have you. So this is all hinging off of the state's unused building law. So what is the background of that law?
So this is a law in Indiana that's existed in several iterations over the last several years. Essentially, the basis of the law is when a traditional public school district has a building that it is either considering selling or leasing or closing to classroom instruction, they need to notify the state of that change. The state then makes the building available for inspection to charter schools, and charter schools are given the option to buy or lease that building for $1.
But the South Bend Community School Corporation, they're obviously still using their downtown headquarters here. So how did this complaint come about?
What we've seen in the complaints that were recently filed and decided by the Attorney General's office deal with two buildings in South Bend, the Hamilton School and was now known as the Brown Community Learning Center. This becomes kind of a tricky situation in the kind of discussion of the administration building, because South Bend administrators have said they want to move their offices to the Brown Community Learning Center. So at this time, the building in question is where offices could be moved should the South Bend schools sale to the city on the downtown building go through.
So who brought this complaint?
From what we know, the complaint was filed in December of last year with Career and Success Academy's board president having shared that he had interest in these buildings dating back years. Both Hamilton and Brown had been leased to different other organizations. And just this fall, both of those leases ended, allowing new interest really to spark in these facilities. So at that time, our understanding is that Career and Success Academy approached the school district about a partnership. It sounds like conversations didn't move very quickly on that end. So Career and Success Academy's president decided to go forward with this complaint, which is something we're now seeing for the first time in the state of Indiana.
Right. And speaking of that being relatively new to Indiana, as you mentioned, this would be the first time an Indiana school district has been found in violation of this law. So what are some of the next steps we could see once the school district submits their response?
The state law is pretty vague. What it details is that the Attorney General's office can take any action necessary to remedy a substantiated complaint. That's a lot of language to say that really anything is on the table. At this time, the Attorney General's office tells us they're waiting to hear back from the school district. And based on what they find from the school district, they could decide to take no action at all, or they could provide steps for coming into compliance with the law. At this time, it's a lot of just kind of waiting to see. The school has an opportunity to respond. We're aware that they're planning to do that by the end of this month. So we'll be continuing to watch and follow along as this process unfolds.
Right. And then, of course, this is a big local issue in South Bend, but this being the first time, this could have implications for school districts around the state, right?
Absolutely. So really what it will determine is setting a baseline for what potential remedies could be, setting a baseline for what use of a building could be. We have these two kind of differing scenarios, both here in our backyard in South Bend, where one building, the Brown Community Learning Center, has been used for tutoring, Saturday school, community events, still quite an active building. Hamilton, on the other end, we haven't seen quite the same activity. So I think both of these school buildings could be a test case for what happens in future school districts in Indiana. We certainly know, talking to school leaders in districts like South Bend that are looking to downsize, this law is on the forefront of their mind as they make decisions about the future of their districts.
And finally, do you think this could prevent the city, derail the deal that's in process here, to buy the district's current administration building for use as a new city hall?
What's really important to keep in mind here is this law and this finding is not on the administration building. In fact, school leaders told us as recently as a couple weeks ago that they were cleared with the Attorney General's office to sell the administration building. There are possible contingencies, right? There is a scenario that exists where South Bend Schools sells its administration building and moves its offices elsewhere. That all depends on what they hear back from the Attorney General's office and if any action at all needs to be taken. Right now, it really seems like we're in a period of wait and see.
That's South Bend Tribune education reporter Carly Lanich. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you, Jacob.